Holy Bashemtiv says, among my followers, I have two great philanthropists. And I want to see if you know the difference. You know, those days, the police would sometimes arrest the great rabbi and ask for ransom, just outrageous. So the Bashemtiv would try to get the money together to ransom them out. He says, one Mamash about Stok, a rich heathen, I come to him, I say, you know, this person is in prison. He says to me, how much do you need? I say, 10,000 rubles. He goes to his office, to his safe, takes the 10,000 rubles and gives it to me. So you think this is good, right? Wait. The other one, I tell him, somebody is in prison and I have to ransom him out. He doesn't ask me how much. He says, here's the key to my safe. This for real. The difference. You know, a lot of us have friends, and sadly enough, we don't know the difference. Friends, I want to bless you and me. You know what I have a feeling today? There's so many young people today running after other religions. I have nothing against other religions. I'm sure they're holy. But don't you know the difference? I mean, you don't know the difference between Shabbos and Sunday? You don't know the difference between Yom Kippur and New Year's? Havdolah Minayin. I want to bless you. We shouldn't only give over Yiddishkeit to our children. Not only Shabbos, we should give over Havdolah. You know, the whole world is beautiful, but to say, you know, I prayed in Sydney, Australia, I prayed in Athens, and I also prayed in Jerusalem. You don't know the difference.
From everyone. From the holiest Rabbi Cook, the chief rabbi of Israel, and this is what he says. There are two worlds. There is one world, there's one world. If something is good, something is not so good. Something is holy, something is not so holy. But then there is another world. Everything is holy. Everything is beautiful. On Shabbos. Heilige Shabbos, diese Shabbos, most glorious Shabbos, most divine Shabbos. On Shabbos, there is no need to make up dollar. There is no need to make up dollar. On Shabbos, everything is good. On Shabbos, everything is holy. Everything is divine. On Shabbos, I'm in another world. There is no need for Abdullah. There's no need to know the difference. But 1 second after Shabbos, 1 second, 1 split second after Shabbos, I go back in the world. Some parts are good, some are not so good. So I need to make up dole. And hear what Rav Kook says. Who can fix the world and make everything holy? Only when you know what Shabbos is. Only when you know deep, deep inside that the truth is everything is holy. Then you go back to the world and tell them there are a few little parts that need fixing. They're not so holy yet. Because I remember on Shabbos I saw you. You looked so holy. On Sunday you don't look so holy anymore. But since I know what Shabbos is, I'm giving you a message, and this is a little frightening. So it's the master of the world, Shabbos, and again Shabbos gave me so much energy. I'm not afraid anymore to stand at my feet and tell the world I'm sorry. You could be more holy, you could be more beautiful. And then people ask me, do you fight against the world with weapons? Obviously I have weapons, but my weapon is I have a beautiful melody. And you know my melody shoots better than all the rifles in the world, because it's a melody straight from heaven. It's a melody from King David, from the Holy of Holies. And I say, Ki ozi v'zimros yo Adonai. My song is a song from heaven. Vayehili Yeshua. And with this song I want to save the world. Then people ask me, you know, you look kind of strange in a world of money and the world of politics, suddenly you come and tell me about Shabbos, you know, really. Are you for real? You know what I tell them? I know what your problem is. You're undernourished. You haven't drunk. You didn't drink yet from the water of Yerushalayim. But let me tell you something. I'm a water carrier. I carry water from Yerushalayim. I carry water from the fountain of salvation, from the Me'a Shelayach, the well behind the holy wall. Blessed are those who have been there. And here's what I say. Ushaften. There's a drop for everyone in my pocket for you. Sing loud. My Henninger, Hans, and Pinya, come here. My Hans, and come here. My Oh, правда моя, безусловно, моя Иешуа. Родиная Иешуа, нам хомеру зеру селу. Родиной труси мону мит галону. Лея гайсену. Адойне цуэ даши йодам бете яко. Адиной Иешио, амелер генену. Зияем корену.
Then people become a little bit more intimate with me and they say, I see you have a suitcase. Do you mind if you open the suitcase and see what you have? Say, Gewalt, I want you to open it because let me tell you what the Jew has in his suitcase. Le Yehudim oiso oiro. I have God's flashlight. Gewalt, when I turn on that light, suddenly everything is beautiful. Everything is full of light. Le Yehudi my soul, I know. And you know, friends, the world is so dark because they need this flashlight. They need one ray of light from heaven. So I say to the world, you know why you are so wochendig? Do you know why you never heard of Shabbos? You never saw my Shabbos take a flashlight. Le Yehudi my soul, I know. Let me tell you what happens to you when I turn on this flashlight. You're just coming from your therapist, you suffer from depression, and you're thinking, what kind of medication should I take? You don't need it. You need the little ray of light. When you have this light, you burst with joy all the time. And then you tell me, you know, I'm unemployed, I'm poor. You're wrong, you're the richest man, you're the richest woman in the world. Because everything I have is so precious. Everything I have is so deep in my heart. You know, a person can have $2 million, but they are empty inside. So my pocket is $2 million, but my heart is empty. You know what precious is? It fills my heart. So join me. Le Yehudim Hoyso Aino Vesim Tove Sosai Tiko Kedilono. Okay, now my beautiful friends, and in your sweetest attention, and all those beautiful children, you have to stand still. Don't even move, because I have to tell something important. First of all, say the blessing over wine. You know, there's a lot of power in the world which makes you forget. Wine is a symbol of that power which makes you forget. I'm holding the wine. I say, listen. Not only the wine doesn't make me forget, it reminds me. When I pass by a bar and I see people are drunk, you know what it reminds me of? Gewalt, gewalt. That I'm God's image. And my purpose is not to forget, my purpose is to remember. And then I take your little spices. You know, my beautiful friends, I'm sorry. You know, my beautiful friends, sometimes, imagine I take, let's say, looks to me like the best steak in the world. From outside it looks good. But when I smell it, I know it's dead inside. You know, the whole world of politics, of everything, outside it looks so good. Have you ever put your nose through a newspaper? Oh, thank you, Mom. It's dead. Dead news, dead words, dead lies. Have you ever put your nose to the Torah? Ah, the fragrance. So good. See, Master of the world, give me a good nose. I should know what smells alive, what smells dead. And then the medal says something so beautiful. When you walk into a perfumery, even if you don't buy anything, When you walk out, you smell better, right? I'd say, Master of the world, even if this Shabbos I didn't buy anything, but I had a little Shabbos tool, can you please leave the fragrance of Shabbos on me? So wherever I go, I should fill the world with the fragrance of Shabbos. And then, can you hold this for 1 second? Friends, I want you to watch my hands. The inside of my hands, it was what I keep. The outside is what I push away. You know what I'm doing? I'm holding the outside of my hand against the light of Shabbos. You know why we are so poor and have nothing? Because whatever God wants to give us, He push away. God, we push us. I don't want to say anything bad. We were talking all Shabbos. I could swear that 99% of the young people haven't found their soulmate yet, because when they met this one person, they were strong pushers. No wonder there's nothing in there. And you know what else? We have a special career. Scratchers. Not only I push, I scratch. I want you to know I had the privilege one time in my life. I was present when the old Baruch, the Holy of Holies, and the president should have a speedy recovery. When the old Rebbe met Abdullah, and he held his nails against the fire. Maybe 10 minutes. Master of the world stopped me from scratching people. We are so easy scratching, hurting people. So I'm holding the outside of my hand with my nails toward the fire. And then I make Abdullah the master of the world. I'm ready to go out into the world and turn the unholy world into the holy of holiest. Okay, hold up the wine. Okay.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam hayam avdil v'kodesh lechayim benayim achashem ben Yisrael amin ben yom ha'shviyil sheshet yimei ha'maseh boruch atah Adonai hayam avdil v'kodesh lechayim.